I'm up a little bit in weight, up to 320. But I think it's just kind of getting the routine down, and this, now I got a year under my belt, so just know what to expect.
How much of a comfort does that bring, knowing the scheme?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit. I mean, being able to go through the offense and OTAs, it's a new offense for us. But yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a comfort, but still we get to go to work every day.
Do you have a pretty good idea how this line will be, or do you kind of need to get the pads on and go against the D-line before you kind of know the improvement that you guys have made?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to compete every day, and I don't think until we get the pads on, you know, we can really tell.
Did you surprise yourself you did so well in the rookie year, or did you expect it?
I mean, I just came here, you know, I just went to work every day, kind of observed what the vets did, and just kind of created a routine for myself and just took it day by day. So that's all I really did.
Did you come in with high expectations, like, hey, I'm going to start?
No, I didn't. I just came in to work.
Do you remember what you finished the season at weight-wise?
I think it was 314.
So gained about 6 pounds?
Yeah.
Where are you noticing the strength the most? Is it upper
I mean,
lower body?
This offseason been really trying to focus on lower body strength and explosions. So, and I've been here working out with Milo, so he's really helped us out with that.
Were there some games your rookie that you look back at that you were pleased with or not pleased with that you kind of focused on as far as when you study tape?
I mean, I think every game, you know, you take it and you're able to study it and get better from and you know, the in our division, the games that we play twice a year, it's something that you can look for, just understanding the opponent better.
How much does it help to have Marone in there and have more of a clear? It was so difficult last year with George and everything. How nice is it to have the stability of a coach?
Yeah, that was real unfortunate with George. You know, Marone came in and he's been great. You know, he's an O-line guy at heart. No gray area with him either. You know, everything's real clear and cut, and all the drills we do are, have a purpose.
There's going to obviously be a battle at center. How much does that affect when you play right guard, the center position? Is there a chemistry there that you need to kind of build with whoever ends up winning the job?
I mean, I think there's going to be battles along the whole O-line, and I think, you know, we'll develop that chemistry with whoever is all playing.
Developed a chemistry with Parnell through OTAs?
Yeah, I have, you know, just throughout the off-season workouts also, it's been great. And Jeremy's been awesome. You know, he's very explosive, very passionate guy, loves football. So I'm excited to get to work with him.
When you have, you know, ever-changing parts all throughout the line, how does that impact you as a player?
I think, you know, a little bit, you know, you always want to be on the same level and the same understanding of each guy. And I think it just helps having a group, you know, being able to gel with each other. That helps out on Sunday.